You may have noticed that the Ninchuri medallions marking the spaces between the arches under the gallery are reminiscent of the Renaissance style. This may be seen as an anachronism compared with the dominant style of the church. The ornamentation of a church was a gradual process, based on existing needs and, more importantly, available funds. This is why some elements, like the painted decor incorporated many years after the construction, may be more in keeping with the taste of the time they were designed. Although the Renaissance influence is apparent in the design of Guido Ninchuri, the colors and subtlety of the addition do not in any way detract from the homogeneity of the ornamentation. One of the most beautiful features of St. Pierre Apôtre is this unity and harmony of the interior decor, which have been preserved despite the many years since its construction was completed. Most of the stained glass in the windows come from the renowned Maison Champignol, founded in Bar-le-Duc in Lorraine, France. Those completed before 1868 are the work of Charles-François Champignol of Metz, master stained glass window maker and founder of the famous workshop by the same name. The oldest, the one at the center of the apse representing St. Peter, dates back to 1853. The other stained glass windows in the sanctuary date from 1854, while those in the side aisles were installed in 1883, 30 years after the construction of the church was completed. The iconography of the St. Pierre Apôtre stained glass windows features popular late 19th century figures. Some of the windows were also donated by organizations such as the Sisters of Charity, also known as the Grey Nuns, and the Society of Saint Vincent de Paul, which jointly financed a few stained glass works, reserving the right to choose a subject closely related to their respective devotions. The stained glass in the 14 windows higher up on the wall, at the gallery level, were installed in 1902. Replacing previous stained glass works, they were made by the Maison Delphis Adolphe Beaulieu in Montréal. The iconography is particularly rare. It is devoted to the different faces of Christ, such as the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Prophet, the Good Shepherd, and Christ Pantocrator. We now invite you to approach the sanctuary from the south side aisle, located to the right of it. Along the way, you will see the beautiful confessionals installed in 1872. Designed by Victor Bourgeot, they blend in perfectly with the rest of the furnishings, including the pulpit. You might also admire the neoclassical Stations of the Cross. Added to the church in 1873, the work is attributed to a Persian painter by the name of Cillian. At the time, it was rare to have the Stations of the Cross painted on canvas. Usually, the images were simply transferred or later made of painted plaster. In keeping with the endless attention to detail and search for consistency, the frames of the paintings reflect the architecture of the church. We now invite you to stop in front of the altar of the Canadian Martyrs and select stop number 13.